This is Louis Navaliers, Thursday, January 22nd. Well, folks, when it rains, it pours. We're having a liquidity melt-up. It started yesterday when President Trump agreed to a framework for the Greenland talks that J.D. Vance will be leading the negotiations. President Trump dropped all the tariffs that he threatened to impose on European allies. So we got a relief rally there. It's continuing. Today we got news that third quarter GDP was revised up to a 4.4% annual pace. And the fourth quarter GDP, according to the Atlanta Fed, is tracking at about a 5.4% annual pace right now. So we have accelerating GDP growth. We had the personal consumption expenditures index announced today for a couple months. Essentially, they're going back over the government shutdown and reporting the data a little late, but it came in less than some economists expected. So that opens the door for another Fed rate cut. So that's another reason we're rallying. Gold's up. A lot of good things are happening. Okay, now bond yields have gone higher. They tilted higher, but we have robust economic growth in America. And we're going to have another quarter of double-digit earnings growth. And earnings are forecasted to grow double-digit every quarter this year, according to the analyst community. So obviously, when earnings are good, it drives P ratios lower and stocks tend to go higher. And that's what's happening. There's also a very impressive small cap rally underway. And that's a very good sign that things are broadening out. So I want you to enjoy the rally. This is largely seasonal. January is a seasonally strong month. It will get bumpy in February because earnings season will wind down and some of the good news will disappear for a bit. Now, a couple of things happened at Davos that I find very significant that you don't hear a lot about. One is that President Trump, when he was talking on Tuesday, said he expects the stock market to double after the sell-off on Monday. So I think he means it. And he's supposed to be running around promoting his economic plan to for the next few months before the midterm elections, because apparently he wants to win those elections. So President Trump, rightly or wrongly, is a cheerleader for America. And he wants everybody to know that he's working hard to grow the economy and help lift a lot of folks. And the lecture that not only Trump, but Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick had on our European allies, suppressing people and limiting their potential income and stuff was shocking, okay? Clearly, they're very pro-worker. And they're very proud of their new economic plan that's working. And the reason they went to Davos is to tell the global elite that the global plan of outsourcing everything doesn't work anymore. What they're doing works. So fascinating times are in, folks, but at least it's resulting in explosive GDP growth, explosive earnings, a great seasonality. And I want you to enjoy the ride. You deserve it. So even though we got off to a strong start this year, it's continuing. Even though our gold stocks have been an oasis, when it gets bumpy, they're still rallying. Gold's still going higher. We got a lot of good things going on here, folks. So let's enjoy this earnings announcement season. It's our time now. And I'm counting on those earnings one by one to drop kick and drive every single one of my stocks higher. I will not bat 100%, but I'm going to bat mid to high 90s, and any stock that doesn't meet my expectations or the analyst trim estimates, I will be selling. I often will wait for an uptick to sell, but I will be exiting anything that's slowing down. And but right now, it's time to enjoy. And I hope you're having a wonderful time this earnings announcement season. It's going to get better. So please enjoy the next few weeks. Take care, everybody. Louis Navaliers.